Our guest in the cafe this morning is Steve Killian, the complex superintendent at Cooper Lake State Park. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
We'll start having Steve on a regular basis to talk about things going on at the park. And Jack Neal with the Northeast Texas Trails also sitting in. Jack may have a word or two to say along the way here.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're a fan of Cooper Lake State Park?
I'm a big fan of both parks out there at Cooper Lake. I spend a lot of time there, a lot of camp time there. It's a great facility. We're really lucky to have it.
Well, there really are two separate parks, yep. Aren't there, Steve?
There are. Cooper Lake is one of these Army Corps of Engineer parks that only has Texas State Parks around the lake. So it's a very, very nice venue that's in your own backyard.
Mm-hmm. So you've got the South Sulphur unit on the north side, or
South Sulphur is on the south side. It's right. In Hopkins County, right. Nearer to Sulphur Springs, and then we have Doctor's Creek, which is on the north side, near to Cooper.
Right. So the good thing about the Corps of Engineers situation there in the state parks is that it helps to maintain a very natural environment around the lake.
Well, there are a lot of lakes in Texas that have beautiful mansions lining right. The banks. That's cool.
Yeah.
But at Cooper Lake State Park, it's all natural.
Right.
We have over 3,000 acres of parkland and then another 14,000 acres of wildlife management area that ring the lake.
Right.
So when you're in a boat, the only structure you would see would be a handful of cabins that you can rent at the South Sulphur unit at Cooper Lake State Park, but no other houses would be seen. It only nature.
So you're out there in the world as God created it.
Immersed in nature.
So to speak.
Yes.
Yeah, when you're at either South Sulphur or Doctor's Creek. Well, some activities that are taking place throughout the summer, and always something going on. You have kayaking classes? Or
we have kayaking 101. We have two classes during the month of July. July is a great time to get out on the lake and experience the wonders of nature. We have a park ranger that will take you on an adventure, and it will be an adventure. You will see parts of the lake that you can't see from the bank, and she will teach you about the flora and fauna that's found here in Northeast Texas. And there's two of those during the month. And then we also have night hikes. So I think a lot of your listeners probably have been on a trail or two, but how many of your listeners have actually been on a trail at night? The nocturnal creatures, they come out, the sights, the sounds. And there we'll have two park rangers that will take you on this adventure. And I do want to tell you, it will be an adventure. It's going to be safe, but it's going to be an adventure.
We're talking with Steve Killian, and Steve is the superintendent of Cooper Lake State Parks, both South Sulphur and Doctor Creek. And Jack Neal sitting in with us here this morning as well. Sometimes out at night in the country, you wonder what's that sound, what's that bird, or what that animal might be. But the park ranger would be able to.
We have a naturalist there that will hear the sound, answer your questions, and you will learn about your environment, the natural environment that's here in Northeast Texas.
And you'll be out in their time of day, if you will, too. I mean, that's where a lot of these animals really are out doing what they do.
So. A lot of our animals are either nocturnal, or they become more active during twilight periods.
Yeah, swimming and fishing, big part.
Swimming and fishing. We have two swim beaches at Cooper Lake State Park. We have a larger swim beach at the South Sulphur unit, and then we have another great swim beach at Doctor's Creek. The lake is full, so the lake will maintain good water throughout the summer. So I saw jet skis coming in today. I saw happy families come in today. They're ready to swim. Picnic. It's a great environment for the family.
Yeah, and fishing. Yeah, you've shown me some pretty remarkable pictures of.
Well, I'm going to have to brag on a couple of the fish I caught.
Absolutely.
But Cooper Lake State Park is known for fishing. Cooper Lake is known as maybe the best blue catfish fishing lake in the state. Right now, we have large numbers of sand bass, white bass being caught. A lot of hybrid striped bass being caught, and still catfish being caught as well.
Well, that one you caught, what you showed me, how much did that one weigh?
It was almost 30 pounds.
Yeah.
And but there, I've seen other fishermen 40s and 50s.
Wow.
So they're there.
Well, I saw a picture on your Facebook page of a couple little girls about 10 years old.
And they caught a 20-pounder, and they, that was behind their campsite.
That's fantastic. And, of course, you have docks, and you have facilities for boats.
Yes, we have boat ramps. We have a couple of boat ramps at the South Sulphur Unit. We have one at Doctor's Creek. We have one at Tyra near the dam. So we have plenty of locations for you to launch your boat.
We have mentioned on this program a number of times before the Dutch oven cooking lessons that you all have out there. That's an ongoing, long-standing thing.
That's an ongoing. It's the way that the pioneers, that the cowboys would cook. It's a one pot.
Yeah.
It's the original one pot dinner.
So the next event for the Dutch oven class is August 10th. And then you all had a kind of a concert and dance out there on a Saturday night here recently. You're going to do that again in the fall.
Yes, we had had Dub and the Love Machine, and they performed Under the Stars. We had about 300 visitors enjoying the music, and had a number of boats, 10 plus boats, floating in the lake, listening to the to the country and light rock sounds.
Right. So we're looking forward to that again in the fall, and we'll let people know about it. Well, we want to have Steve back from time to time to talk about what's going on at Cooper Lake. We're going to do that.
A lot of fun. I'm glad you had me over this morning.
You bet. And we're glad to have you. And Jack, thanks for sitting in with us again.
Absolutely.
All right. Steve Killian, who's the superintendent of Cooper Lake State Park, and Jack Neals with the Northeast Texas Trail. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.